Sri Sai Ram. We offer ourselves at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Every emotion in life has a tune, and each one of us at any given point of time is working along the curve of our presiding tune. There are the sopranos and the baritones, the allegros and the whole notes, each mimicking a different aspect of our lives. However, every tune is but a part of the whole. Numerous such tunes, rising and falling together with the flow of destiny, become the melody called life. Within each melody exists a magic that lies in the deepest recesses of our hearts. And when we call upon this magic, our hearts begin to sing. The melody of life starts to move in tandem with the swishing band of the divine conductor as we create a divine magic. A symphony that shows us the music innate in this world itself. Music that reintroduces us to the bond that links our hearts to the divine. Brothers and sisters, lend us your hearts as we reignite that spark and recreate that magic that binds a mother to her son. As we commence this musical evening's presentation with the Brindavan Brass Band, followed by a drama entitled Bhakta Tyagaraja. Hand over the reins to the band and sit back as they serenade us with lilting melody of the piece entitled God is One, and the encompassing symphony of Shankara Shankara, the Brindavan Brass Band.
Thank you. Om Shri Sai Ram. We, the students of the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Vrindavan Campus, offer at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan a musical drama on the life of Saint Tyagaraja.
One of the Navavidha Bhaktis, the easiest way of connecting to God.
Devotional music has the potential to reach every devotee, transform any individual and touch every heart.
Tyaga Brahmam, whom we all know as Tyagaraja, is the foremost among the legends of devotional music.
For those venturing on the path of Sankirtanam, Tyagaraja Swami stands out as an inspiring ideal to emulate.
Tyaga Brahmam, look around. Do you know where we are?
No, Father.
Here resides the crest jewel of the kingdom of Tanjavur. None other than the Asthana Vidwan of Maharaja Sarabhoji, Sunti Venkataramnaya Garu.
But Father, why have we come to see him?
Do you remember I was telling you about Lord Tiruvarur Tyagaraja Swami, the presiding deity of the great Shiva temple at Tanjavur?
Yes, Father.
You see, many years ago, I had prayed to him, yearning for a son who would devote his entire life to the worship of Lord Rama.
And then I was born, right?
Yes, Tyaga Brahmam. And now, since you sing so well, my heart wishes for you to be trained formally in the art of music, to better sing the praise and glory of the Lord. Come, Let us go and meet Santi Venkataramneya Garu. Namaskaram Guru Garu.
Ayushman Bhava. Ishtakamyam Siddhirastu.
I am Rama Brahmam from the village of Kakarla.
Ah, yes. I received your message. Students, go and practice for some more time. We shall continue with the class later. Welcome, welcome. What can I do for you?
This is my son Tyaga Brahmam. He sings very well for his age. I was hoping you would consider him worthy of your tutelage.
He sings very well, you say? Let me quickly assess his singing. Tyaga Brahmam, I will sing some swaras now. Try to follow them. Okay?
I'll do my best, Guru Garu.
Sa re ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni da pa ma ga re sa sa re ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni da pa ma ga re sa.
Good. Let us try some more.
Sa re ga ma sa re ga ma sa re ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni da pa sa ni da pa sa ni da pa ma ga re sa
sa re ga ma sa re ga ma sa re ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni da pa sa ni da pa sa ni da pa ma ga re sa.
Very good. Let us try some more.
Sa ma ga ma re ga sa re sa ga re ga sa re ga ma ri pa ma pa ga ma re ga re ma ga ma re ga ma pa ga da pa da ma pa ga ma ga pa ma pa ga ma pa da ma ni da ni pa da ma pa ma da pa da ma pa da ni pa sa ni sa da ni pa da pa ni da ni pa da ni sa.
Sa ma ga ma re ga sa re sa ga re ga sa re ga ma ri pa ma pa ga ma re ga re ma ga ma re ga ma pa ga da pa da ma pa ga ma ga pa ma pa ga ma pa da ma ni da ni pa da ma pa ma da pa da ma pa da ni pa sa ni sa da ni pa da pa ni da ni pa da ni sa.
You truly have a flair for singing. Do you know any songs?
Guru Garu, he has composed a few songs as well. Tyaga Brahmam, why don't you sing your first composition?
Namo Namo Raghavaya, Namo Namo Anisham, Namo Namo Raghavaya, Namo Namo Anisham, Namo Namo Raghavaya. Sukha Nidhaya Dina Bandhave, Sukha Nidhaya Dina
Bandhave. What clarity! What purity! What feeling! What devotion! Someday, it will surely surpass his master.
Namo Namo Raghavaya, Namo Namo Anisham, Namo Namo Raghavaya.
Tyaga Brahmam, the ability to sing is the manifestation of grace and benediction of Mother Saraswati herself. Aya, your son is indeed blessed with this gift, and it is my honor to accept him as my disciple.
Guru Garu, words cannot express my gratitude. Tyaga Brahmam, from now on, your guru is everything. Be diligent in your studies and sincere in your duties.
Yes, Father, I will study all that can be learnt and make you happy.
I shall teach you all that I know regarding the nuances, subtleties and intricacies of music. Come, let me get to know you better. We have an exciting journey ahead.
The Guru's joy knew no bounds when he heard such a young boy with no formal training sing with such excellence.
In less than a year, Tyagaraja mastered the technicalities of music and attained a high level of proficiency.
So villu sapta swara, so villu sapta swara, so villu sapta swara, sundarula bhajimpave manasa, so villu sapta swara, sundarula bhajimpave manasa, so villu sapta swara.
As the years passed, there came a time when the disciple did surpass his guru. But Tyagaraja remained true to his master, Sri Ramachandra.
Gradually, the world began to realize that his songs were not just epitomes of musical prowess, but also embodiments of his love for Rama.
Yendaro mahanubhavulu, yendaro mahanubhavulandariki vandanamu.
Who is the stranger who's performing here? We are all scholars, pandits and vidwans, experts in shastras and doyens in music.
These are concerts only for those who are learned and educated in the art of music.
How can a newcomer take the stage on such an occasion?
Who does he think he is?
Chanduru Varnuni, Chanduru Varnuni, Chanduru Varnuni.
Charm to his music that I just can't express it in words. Yes, the song is filled with devotion. It feels like I am being uplifted from within.
I have never heard anyone rendering Kirtanas with this level of excellence.
We must find out who he is.
If I'm not mistaken, he was brought here by Sunti Venkatramanaya Garu.
Then, why don't we go and ask him who the singer is?
Aya, may we know the identity of the singer?
This is my disciple Tyaga Brahmam. He learned all that had to be taught in just 1 year.
I was proud, filled with ego at my technical mastery. But he is proving today that bhava, feeling, is the very soul of music.
We must send word to Maharaj Sarabhoji immediately.
Sainik, go and inform the king that we have had the fortune of listening to a singer named Tyaga Brahmam, who has redefined perfection in rendition and purity of composition.
I bear a message from the king. He wishes to coronate Tyaga Brahmam as a master of music after the concerts end for the day. He requests him to stay till then for he wishes to meet him personally and offer him a seat in the royal court.
Guru Garu, you must tell Tyaga Brahmam to stay until the felicitation is over. The king will honor him in a very grand manner.
For Tyaga Brahmam, this world and its adulation mean nothing. His Rama is everything for him. I can ask him to stay till evening, but I'm sure he would rather sing the glory of Lord Rama. In the meantime, why don't you relax and enjoy his soulful rendition?
For Tyagaraja, singing was not just a routine exercise to be repeated every now and then.
Songs welled up from the very depths of his heart and reflected the immense joy that he experienced whenever he contemplated upon his Lord.
Rama Bhakti Samrajam, Rama Bhakti Samrajam, Me Manavula Kabenu Manasa, Me Manavula Kabenu Manasa, Rama Bhakti Samrajam, Me Manavula Kabenu Manasa, Rama Bhakti Samrajam.
Right from a tender age, his father had inculcated in him a sense of devotion towards Rama. And just before his demise, his father had told him to constantly sustain the Lord's name on his lips and in his mind.
But Tyagaraja had not yet realized that he had been born with a divine purpose of being a vital instrument in the mission of his dearest Rama.
Nada tanumadisham shankaram namamine manasa shirasa nada tanumanisham modakala nigamo tamasama vedasaram.
Swami Ramakrishnananda, I am blessed to meet you again. It has been a long time since I had your darshan.
Tyagaraja, how have your adventures been on this arduous journey of life?
Since our last meeting, I was fortunate to find a suitable partner in Kamalamma. And we have been blessed with a daughter named Sita Lakshmi.
You speak of joyous incidents, and yet your songs betray the pain in your heart.
Yes, Swami. All around me, I see a flurry of activity. But within me, all I feel is a gaping void. Groping around in the darkness, devoid of direction or purpose.
Do not lose yourself in this transient and ephemeral world. Tell me, what has left you so confused and agonized?
A few years back, my father passed away. That alone was enough to fill me with grief. But my heart is further pained, for I find myself unable to fulfill his last wish.
Is there any way I can help you?
Swami, just before breathing his last, my father told me to spread the glory of Lord Rama. But how can I alone hope to fulfill such a supreme task? After all, I am only a common villager, a simple Brahmin, a mere singer named Tyagabrahmam.
I have just the right cure for her ailments. Here, take this. This is my gift to you.
Thank you, Swami. Thank you. Devarshi Narada?
Narayana, Narayana.
Varanarada Narayana Swaranananda Anubhava Mudala Varanarada Narayana Swaranananda Anubhava Mudala Varanarada Sharadinduni Bapagana Nagari Varanarada.
Tyagaraja, what you hold in your hands is the Swararnavam, the very essence of the knowledge of music that Lord Shiva imparted to Mother Parvati. Even if you search in every nook and cranny on this world, you will never find another treatise like this.
Narada Muni, who am I to deserve this divine wisdom?
Many years ago, in response to your father's prayers, Lord Tiruvarur Tyagaraja Swami appeared before him and blessed him with a son who would be an amsha of Rishi Valmiki himself. Narayana, Narayana.
Me? Valmiki? Then what is the purpose of this life of mine?
Back then, I had initiated Valmiki into gifting this world with Ramayana in prose. Now, the time has come for you to present it through song. For it is music alone that has the power to connect to each and every devotee. The world once again pines to hear the glory of the Lord. It is your purpose to quench this thirst. Narayana, Narayana.
I am indeed fortunate to be the instrument of Lord Rama.
Ha! Keep singing the name and glory of Lord Rama and you will have his darshan. Narayana, Narayana.
Dhanyosmi Devarshi Narada, Dhanyosmi.
Narayana, 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 Narayana.
O Rama, let your voice be heard through this hollow flute. Let your name and fame be spread through this humble singer. I am yours. I am yours, O Rama. Purify me with your grace. Shower me with your love. Bless me with your darshan.
Rama 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 Rama
Rama
Balakana Kamaya Chela Sujana Pari Balakana Kamaya Chela Sujana Pari Balakana Kamaya Chela Sujana Pari Balakana Kamaya Chela Vidruta Sarajala Shubhada Karunala Balakana Neela Naubhya Bala Malika
The darshan of his Lord Rama was the greatest blessing to Tyagaraja.
His innate nature was reflected in his songs.
Tyagaraja refused to set aside his God-given gift for any material riches that were offered to him.
Mere knowledge of music without devotion would not suffice to keep one on the Godward path.
Sangeeta jnanamo bhakti vina Sangeeta jnanamo bhakti vina sanmargamu kalade manasa Sangeeta jnanamo bhakti vina sanmargamu kalade manasa Sangeeta jnanamu bhakti vina.
However, not all around him appreciated his devotional fervor.
Why? Even his own elder brother was not fortunate enough to share his understanding of the true purpose of music.
Stop there, you ungrateful one. How dare you walk in with your head held high after your display of utter disrespect?
Anna, what have I done to bring about this outburst of anger?
What have I done? You dare ask, what have I done? When someone comes knocking on your door, do you not welcome him with open arms?
Yes, definitely.
Then, when Mother Lakshmi offered to follow you into our house, how could you discard her along the way? All those pandits and vidwans of Tanjavur requested you to stay for the felicitation, and you just walked away. And Maharaj, the king of Tanjavur himself, offered you a place in the royal court. How could you decline even that?
Anna,
but tell me, Tyagabrahmam, after all that you have done, is my fury not justified?
Anna, when Lord Rama has given me such a grand role in his kingdom, how can I sacrifice that for the sake of any other king? Whatever we may do, Rama will take care of us. I am certain of that.
Ayyagaru, we have come from the court of Maharaj Sarabhoji.
Oh, wonderful. Please come in.
Swami Tyagaraja, the king of Tanjavur has sent us on his behalf. We bear gifts in honor of your musical talent.
I can't believe it. Tyagabrahmam, you were right. Your Rama does take care of us. He has not only responded, he has even rewarded us. Please keep the gifts here. I'll take care of what needs to be done with them.
Pardon us, but these are meant specifically for Tyagaraja. Only after he accepts them can we do as you say.
Then Tyagabrahmam, what are you waiting for?
I am truly glad that the king considers my music worthy of honor. Please convey my gratitude to him, but also tell him that for me, my Rama is my everything. I cannot accept these gifts.
Nidhi chala sukhama Ramuni san.
This wealth shall be returned to the royal treasury, and your message will be conveyed to the king. We take your leave. Thank you.
Tyagabrahmam, what have you done? Are you trying to tear this joint family apart? It has become impossible to live with you and your attitude. I cannot stand this anymore. Enough is enough. There can no longer be any relationship between you and I.
Shri Ramachandra, I am yours, and you are all that is mine. Do whatever you will with me, and let me do whatever you will.
Broche vare vare Raghupati, broche vare vare Shri Ramanena runa broche vare vare Sagala loka nayaka broche vare vare Narabarani sari broche vare vare
Kuppayar, Ramayar, what brings you here at this moment?
Guru Garu, we come with a wonderful message from your Guru. It is regarding a proposal for your daughter Sita Lakshmi.
Yes, there is a young man named Muttayar. We all know his family. They wish to seek your daughter's alliance for their son.
And they want to have the function as soon as possible. In fact, they are already on their way here to meet you.
Rama, you have once again filled this house with joy and bliss.
Jagadayananda Karaka Jagadayananda Karaka Jagadayananda Karaka Jaya Janaki Prananayaka Jaya Janaki Prananayaka Jaya Janaki Pranayaka Jagadayananda Karaka.
Tyaga Brahmam who refused the king's gifts. It was Tyaga Brahmam who declined wealth when it was offered to him. It was Tyaga Brahmam who destroyed this family with his attitude. And now he is happily rejoicing while we suffer. Rama, this is all your fault. You took him away from us and now you got his daughter married. You caused us misery and agony, and you shower upon him wealth and joy. I must separate him from you. He worships you in the form of this idol. No more idol, no more devotion. He sings that you help people cross the ocean of samsara. In that case, River Kaveri must be nothing for you. Rama, I hope you know how to swim.
For Tyagaraja, there could have been nothing worse in life. For he worshipped that idol as God, and not God as the idol. Thus, he could neither live without it, nor merely replace it with a new one.
He refused to live in that house, bereft of his Lord's presence, and set about immediately to find him.
The pain of separation from Rama gave rise to hundreds of kritis in various ragas across different rasas of life.
Tyagaraja went across the country
in search of his Rama, begging to be accepted once again as a member of his royal guard.
Banturi tikolu viyavaiya Rama, Banturi tikolu viyavaiya Rama, Banturi tikolu viyavaiya Rama, Banturi tikolu viyavaiya Rama, Banturi tikolu viyavaiya Rama.
Our journey across the lands has brought us all the way here to Tirupati.
Yes, but one thing keeps pricking my heart over and over again.
What is it that is causing you so much distress?
Shyama Shastri, Muthuswami Dikshitar, I have traveled across states, between cities and from temple to temple. But even after journeying so far and so wide, my Rama remains hidden from me. And life without Rama is unbearable.
What's happening there? There seems to be a big commotion.
Come, let us go and find out. Excuse me, what's going on?
Can't you see? Some poor man has fallen into the temple well and drowned.
What?
How did this happen?
It seems a couple reached here last night with their young daughter. Sadly, they could find no place to stay for the night.
But how did this man end up inside the temple well?
The husband climbed the temple wall to open the gate and provide shelter for his family inside. But when he jumped off the wall, he fell straight inside the temple well and drowned.
Oh, what a tragic story.
Rama, this is gross injustice. How can someone who comes to your house and pines for your darshan meet his end here? How can someone who reaches your doorstep yearning for your grace breathe his last here? Who will now take care of his family, Rama?
See, let me give you a piece of advice. Life has its own ups and downs. There's no point in complaining. You have to learn to move on.
Rama, in any case, you have left me and gone away. I have nothing else to live for. Of what use is my life now? If it is truly your will, then take my life and revive this young man.
Na jeeva dhara, na chupu prakashama, na nasika parimalama, na japavarna rupama,
Why is everyone standing around me?
Look here! A miracle! A dead man has regained life!
I am seeing the impossible happening before my very eyes.
Impossible? Miracle? He gained life? I had died. And I'm alive now.
Bhagwan! Your love and grace is indeed overflowing.
Tyaga Brahmam, this is all because of your devotion to the Lord.
You are truly, as your name says, a man of service, forever lost in the contemplation of the Brahman.
Here is the man who offered his life in exchange for yours.
Swamiji, how can I ever thank you for this boon? What did I ever do to deserve this sacrifice? God has sent you as His messenger in my life. No, not a messenger. In my eyes, you're equal to God.
Tyagaraja Swami Ji ki
Jai.
Tyagaraja Swami Ji ki
Jai.
Tyagaraja Swami Ji ki
Jai.
My son, Rama is the head of our family and we are all his children. Pray to him, salute him, praise him, not me. Do not immerse yourself in the creation, forgetting the creator himself.
Sitam mamayam asitam mamayam asitam mamayam Shri Ramudu Mahabhu Tandri Sitam
Brahman, it is becoming dark. The day has almost ended.
Yes, let us all go and have the Lord's darshan before it gets too late.
I am sorry. You should have come a little earlier. The darshan for today is over. They have already closed the curtain. You can try again tomorrow.
Oh Rama, why do you play such games with us? By closing your curtains, are you telling me to open the blinds within?
Brahman, you are verily a messenger of God.
Your Nadopasana has brought the Lord not just to you, but to all of us as well.
We are all truly blessed and fortunate to stand witness to these miracles.
No, my son, you are fortunate to stand in the Lord's home and witness His darshan. I must immediately resume my search for my Rama. Come, let us each continue on the journey that got us here in the first place.
He searched far,
he searched wide, he searched high, and he searched low.
But however much he scoured the earth, he could not find the idol, the Rama he yearned for.
Maru ke lehra Radhava Maruke Lara, oh 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 Radhava.
Tyagaraja's desperation to be reunited with his Lord had reached a point where he lost all purpose in living.
But prayer, after all, is man's greatest strength and God's only weakness.
Rama, oh Rama, what mistake have I done?
What grave sin have I committed? Why do you choose to hide yourself from me, Rama? I am yours, and you know it. Yet you still insist on hiding away from me. I will do whatever you want me to, Rama. But please grant me your darshan. Please let these eyes once again behold thy divine effulgence. Please let this humble instrument of yours once again be tuned to your divine radiance. Let this simple servant of yours once again bask in your divine companionship. Rama, O Rama, let not this life that you have gifted me go in vain. I cannot stay in the house that you no longer share with me.
Nagumo mukanale ni na jani telese.
I will bathe once in the Kaveri River. If by then I still don't find you, then I will end this barren life in those very waters.
Rama,
kanu gunti ni Sri Ramuni nedu, kanu gunti ni Sri Ramuni nedu, kanu larana kavitambuti ra, kanu gunti ni Sri Ramuni nedu, kanu larana kavitambuti ra, kanu gunti.
My Rama, my dearest Rama, it is my loving and compassionate Rama. My Lord has come back into my life. Oh Rama, our family is now complete. Come, let us go home. Mother Sita has been waiting for a long time.
Joy, happiness, delight, bliss. There was no room for any other emotion in Tyagaraja's heart.
Rama's return for him was the zenith of his life.
And the thirst of his inner being was finally quenched.
Sadhinchini, O Manasa, Sadhinchini, O Manasa.
Raga, Tala, Laya, Swara, and Sahitya,
all these came naturally to him. But
Every composition of Tyagaraja was imbued with the most sacred of them all,
Bhava. His was a life that found completion in singing the Lord's story.
His was a soul that found fulfillment in God and His glory.
And Tyagaraja still stands today as a testimony to the pinnacle of devotion attained through the purity of thought, word and deed.
Sita Kalyana Vaibhogame Rama Kalyana Vaibhogame Pavan Jastuti Patra Pavan Charitra Pavan Jastuti Patra Pavan Charitra Ravi Soma Varanetra Ramaniya Gatra Sita Kalyana Vaibhogame Bhakta Jana
Patipala. I am a fool. It was I who threw the idol into the Kaveri River, thinking that by separating you from the idol, I was distancing you from Lord Rama. But all I ended up doing was causing you misery and pain. Now it is clear that your devotion to Rama is of the ultimate level. Will you ever be able to forgive the sin of the other Brahma? Will you ever be able to forgive me?
Annagaru, it is not you who did anything. It was my own Rama who was testing me. Now that he is back in our midst, don't focus on those matters. Our father Ramayya and mother Sitamma are back together. Join me in celebrating this grand occasion.
Parameshanu Tagita Bhava Jaladi Bodha Parameshanu Tagita Bhava Jaladi Bodha Dharani Kula Sanjata Tyagarajanuta Sita Kalyana Vaibhogame Rama Kalyana Vaibhogame
Maharaj Sarabhoji, Swagatam, Suswagatam. I am honored to have you in my house.
No, Tyagaraja, the honor is mine. Out of pride that I am the king, I ordered a great Sankirtanacharya like you to sing in my court. I insulted you by sending gifts, thinking that I was the giver. Please accept my apologies. Today, after hearing you sing, my heart is brimming with bliss. May your music always stand as a testament to the yearning of the Jivatma for the Paramatma, and your songs live forever as an eternal reminder to all that oneness with God is life's true goal.
Thank you for your blessings and well wishes. Please stay and join us in the performance of the Sita Rama Kalyana Mahotsavam.
Kalyana Muchuta Murarendi Sri Sita Ramula Kalyana Muchuta Murarendi Sri Sita Ramula Kalyana Muchuta Murarendi Chuchuvaralaku Chala Punyamata Chuchuvaralaku Chala Punyamata Punya Purushulaku Dhanya Bhagyamata Punya Purushulaku Dhanya Bhagyamata Bhagyama Bhagyama Bhedamu Ledata Bhagyama Bhagyama Bhedamu Ledata Bhaktaveshula Muktidanamu Kalyanamu Chuta Murarani Shri Sita Ramu కళ్యాణము చూడమురారండి. అంబారిపై అరగు తేజమట ధగధగ మెరిసెడు దివ్య రాముడట, అంబారిపై అరగు తేజమట ధగధగ మెరిసెడు దివ్య రాముడట. రామాంకమున రమణి సీతయట, రామాంకమున రమణి సీతయట, సీతారాముల సోదర సేవకుడు మన క్షేమమడుగు క్షేమము అడిగిన మనకిక కొడువ. కదలరు కదలరు బదులిక పలుక, కదలరు కదలరు బదులిక పలుక, కళ్యాణము చూడమురారండి శ్రీ సీతారాముల కళ్యాణము చూడమురారండి. ఇరు భద్రా గోత్రాధీశుల పెళ్లి కళ్యాణము చూడమురారండి శ్రీ సీతారాముల కళ్యాణము చూడమురారండి.
రామ గోదండ రామ రామ కళ్యాణ రామ రామ పట్టాభి రామ రాఘవ
రామ గోదండ రామ రామ కళ్యాణ రామ రామ పట్టాభి రామ రాఘవ
రామ సీతాపతి రామ నీవే గతి చాలు
రామ రామేలు రామ చింతనే చాలు రామ రామేలు రామ చింతనే చాలు రామ రామేలు రామ చింతనే చాలు
రామ నామేలు రామ చింతనే చాలు రామాని చింతన చాలు రామాని నామం మేలు రామాని చింతన చాలు రామనామం మేలు రామ చింతన చాలు రామనామం మేలు రామ చింతన చాలు రామనామమే మేలు రామ చింతనే చాలు నీ చింతనే చాలు నీ నామమే మేలు చింతనే చాలు నామమే మేలు చింతనే చాలు నామమే మేలు రామ చింతనే చాలు రామనామమే మేలు రామచింతనే చాలు రామనామమే మేలు నీ చింతనే చాలు నీ నామమే మేలు నీ చింతనే చాలు నీ నామమే మేలు రామా నేను నీవాడు రామా నాతో మాట్లాడు రామా
ರಾವಣ ಮಾರ రామం భజో
ಮುರಳೀಧರ ಆನಂದ
Ram Ram Jaya Sita Ram. Ram Jai Raja Ram, Ram Ram Jai Sita Ram.
Mandara Giridhara भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।